This project is what makes Buffalo great. Local leaders from the public sector, private sector working together.
Erie County Comptroller Stefan Mihailu led the ceremony, recalling how he and Dr. Dan Alexander grew up in the Fillmore William neighborhood, but spent their formative years in the Seneca Babcock neighborhood. Alexander, a former Buffalo firefighter turned physician, admitted they had hopped passing trains to travel the mile or so to get to the Boys and Girls Club and Community Center.
What the Seneca Babcock Community Center does for children in this neighborhood for decades is it gives them the opportunity to succeed. It gives them the tools that they need to succeed, and that's why we're here.
Alexander, along with his wife, have put up $1 million for construction. So too has businessman Roger Hungerford. The new center, when finished, will include a gym, computer lab, and classrooms. Executive Director Brian Polarski says more space will allow them to expand services such as workforce training and child care. And on Dr. Alexander's point, Polarski says they are still helping many young people stay on a path toward productive lives.
Last year alone, we had 3 youth become Buffalo police officers and 2 become Buffalo Fire Department firemen. And we see them going on different careers. More kids going to college now than ever in this community. Whether it's going to college, trade school, certificate programs, they're furthering their education, and we're pushing that in our community, and it's growing.
The city of Buffalo spent $600,000 to remediate the site. Completion of this new construction is expected in 10 to 12 months. Polarski says after that, they'll plan phase 2, which includes a cafeteria and kitchen and moving senior services into the new building. Michael Morziak, WBFO News.